It's recess at Glacier Valley Elementary School. A dozen kids run straight to a piece of playground equipment that looks like a three-dimensional spider web. They climb onto the webbing where they hover 10 feet off the ground. Elsewhere in the playground, students crawl up ladders, go down slides, pump their legs on swings. But not all kids can access the playground so easily. Sindel Stolarik is a special education teacher at Glacier Valley. She teaches 8 students in kindergarten to 5th grade. They have a range of abilities and disabilities.
Cognitive impairments, learning disabilities, cerebral palsy, autism, traumatic brain injury.
For 2 students in wheelchairs, the school playground equipment can be a challenge.
It definitely would be helpful if there was wheelchair ramps and swings that accommodated our students. I feel like we make it work and we incorporate our students. We get them out of the wheelchairs and we make sure they can participate with their friends. But it definitely would be a lot easier if it was more accessible.
Paraeducator Jamie LeChester works with one of these students during recess.
I help him transfer out of his wheelchair into the rubber chip area because he will crawl around and that's softer on his knees. When it comes to getting up on the equipment, I will help him go up the stairs and then stand very close proximity to him as he is crawling around, make sure he doesn't slide off the sides because it gets very slippery.
Juno has a total of 17 playgrounds with play equipment, 11 in city parks and 6 in the schools. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires that playgrounds are built to be accessible for all children. That means making it possible for every child, including those with disabilities, to get on and off, as well as move around the equipment. Project Playground at Twin Lakes is supposed to do just that. Chris Myrtle is a landscape architect with Corvus Design. He stands at one of the playground's many transfer platforms.
The idea with transfer platforms is a child in a wheelchair can use their upper body strength and pull themselves out of the chair and get onto the pieces of play equipment. We're also fortunate here in Project Playground that we have ramps. So kids in chairs and walkers can actually go up the ramp systems and get into the higher elevation play elements.
Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL, is one of the organizations that helped get Project Playground built in 2007. SAIL Executive Director Joan O'Keefe says it was supposed to be an ADA showcase.
There's a number of accessible features over there, but unfortunately it's difficult for someone who uses a wheelchair to get to those features.
Like other Juno playgrounds, the surface beneath the play equipment at Twin Lakes is covered with what looks like wood chips. They're actually shredded rubber pieces, which are good for cushioning a fall, but terrible for moving a wheelchair through. O'Keefe hopes phase 2 of Project Playground can fix the problem. The goal is to create pathways that start at the playground's entrance and connect different pieces of equipment at the transfer platforms. Landscape architect Myrtle says the pathways can be made from the same shredded rubber.
But what it is it's bound together. So we have a fairly stable, solid surface. It still has the same impact absorption capacity as the loose stuff, but it allows wheelchairs to get over it. It allows people with walkers or crutches that they're not going to get buried into this loose stuff.
Myrtle says this type of surfacing is expensive. A cost estimate is over $110,000.
It's all up to funding. We have a playground that is functional, but can we go further and make it better? Of course we can.
Phase 2 of Project Playground is currently on the city's Parks and Recreation priority list, but funds won't be made available until at least 2016. With help from Heather Bryant, in Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.